Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
New problems that are coming out when it comes to what's happening at the border. We're now being told that it looks like a war zone at the U.S.-Mexico border, and many now are describing it worse than what you see at the Poland-Ukraine border. Senator Roger Marshall, a Republican from Kansas, was one of only 11 U.S. senators who voted against a $40 billion aid package to Ukraine. Says the war zone at the United States-Mexico border is, quote, much worse than what he witnessed when he was at the Poland-Ukraine border. All right, but first, let me tell you real quick about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. With the economy really and inflation out of control and the stock market taking horrific losses, the NASDAQ down more in 1 month than we've seen back in 2008 was the last time it was this bad. You may be looking at your financial portfolio and you're sick to your stomach. You're not alone. The question is, if you are not diversified in precious metals as part of your financial portfolio, then what would it look like now? Maybe if you would have been. It's not too late, by the way, to take advantage of gold and silver. It is a hedge against inflation, and it's a way for you to diversify your IRA, your 401k, your investment portfolio. If you've never looked at gold and silver, there's actually no better time than right now. Now, I've been investing in gold and silver for, gosh, almost 20 years. I've used it as a percentage of my strategy to protect myself. So on the worst days on Wall Street, usually they're not as bad for me as they are for others. Call Legacy Precious Metals and see what they can do for you. Call and get the free investor's guide right now. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. 2218. Get the free investor's guide. You can also go online to legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, with our podcast, don't forget to hit that auto download button now so you can get this podcast every day automatically for free. Now, while visiting the U.S.-Mexico border over the last few days, Marshall said in an interview that the human tragedy that he has seen from human smuggling to drug trafficking is the most threatening situation facing America, not the war in Ukraine. We've already done more than all the rest of the world has done, Marshall said at his vote against spending another $40 billion in American tax dollars on the war in Ukraine. We have 107,000 American troops on the front NATO line. Meanwhile, the biggest, the most threatening situation right now from a national security standpoint is the southern border, he continued. We need to spend $25 billion right now to fix this border. I'm calling on Joe Biden to come down and see for himself what's really going on. It's a human tragedy. This place turns into a war zone every night. Every night, folks. In the fiscal year 2022, if you want to know where your money's being spent, which began October the 1st of 2021, that's how we run our budget in America, about 5,300 pounds of fentanyl have been seized at the border. Last year alone, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, seized 9.6 million counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl. This is more than the number of counterfeit pills seized in 2019 and 2020 combined. And that's how much we've seized just so far through this year. The DEA official last month said that there was enough fentanyl trafficked into American communities to kill every American citizen. The war is the fentanyl. That's the real war here, Marshall said, along with just the gang members and the terrorists coming across the border. Meanwhile, illegal immigration has hit record-breaking levels under President Joe Biden. Since taking office, the Biden administration has released more than 954,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, a foreign population larger than five U.S. states and twice the size of Miami. I need to really make sure I say that again. The Biden administration has released more than 954,000 illegal immigrants into the U.S. interior, that a foreign population larger than five U.S. states and twice the size of Miami, Florida, is how many illegal immigrants are now in America this year. Marshall said that compared to the scenes at the Poland-Ukraine border, which we saw firsthand weeks ago, the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is much worse. So I was just at the Poland-Ukraine border 3 weeks ago. And the sea of humanity I'm seeing here at the U.S.-Mexico border is much, much worse than I saw there. Just the volume of people, the crisis going on. I'm a physician. I've done humanitarian work all across the world. I shouldn't be emotionally disturbed by what I'm seeing. And what I've seen these past 4 days, the U.S.-Mexico border just literally makes me want to vomit. It is so horrifying. Marshall also said that foreign nationals have continued to pile up on the Mexico side in preparation for the rush the border, as they believe Biden is ending the Title 42 public health authority that has stemmed waves of legal immigration over the last 2 years. In April, Trump appointed judge announced he would block the Biden administration from ending Title 42. Late last week, they issued a preliminary injunction against Biden's effort to end Title 42, blocking the policy from being eliminated. He said this has been like the gold rush, people waiting on the other side for May 23rd. They don't know that the court settled anything. They got the fast signal from Joe Biden for everyone to come across the border. You're going to get free food, free health care, amnesty, and come on every day. For weeks, they've been told to come on May 23rd, and they're going to rush the border here and overwhelm the border officers. They're going to rush the border this week to tie up the border patrol officers. Then, meanwhile, 2 miles down the river, the drugs are coming across. People know how to do this, they went on to say. They understand how important it is to have a rush of people so you'll be distracted, so then they can bring more fentanyl across the border than we've ever seen before. I hope you people are really paying attention to this, and I hope you're angry about it. I hope you're upset about it. I hope you're frustrated by it. I hope that you look at this and realize how ridiculous all of this is. I hope you see it for what it is. They understand it, folks. They get it. Okay? They realize what's happening here. They're very smart, these drug cartel members. If they can rush the border and it turn into a humanitarian crisis while you're looking at the human beings, which, by the way, they're making money off of moving them across the border, excuse me, then guess what you can do? You can go downriver a mile or two and you can bring unlimited amounts of fentanyl across the border and you can kill countless Americans. That's what you get to do. When people say that they don't understand the policy of this president, you should. It's actually not a hard policy to understand. The policy is clear. It is a policy of changing and altering the way America functions, a way the America operates. They're trying to change the fabric of America. We've let more illegal immigrants into the interior of the United States of America this year than twice the population of Miami. There are five states in America that have a lower population than the number of illegal immigrants we just sent across the border. Wake up. If you don't think the Democratic Party is fundamentally trying to change this country, you're stupid. If you don't think that they're trying to change how this country operates, you're an idiot. This has been their goal since the moment they started all of this, and you should understand that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already. No, we didn't either
when we were watching
this. That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young kids
and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And then you get into it as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The gold rush for Get to America and Get Free Food, Free Healthcare, Amnesty. Come on, everybody. That's what's being sold to the illegal immigrants, and they're not wrong. For weeks and weeks, they've been told May the 23rd is the day. 2 miles down the river, the drug cartels are coming across in record numbers with fentanyl. And that's their gold rush. So not only are they making money from the human trafficking, but then on the back end, they're making 10x on that opportunity because then they get their hands on what's happening with the distraction at the border. It's all about a distraction, the border. Now, why is this being allowed to happen? How is it possible that this is being allowed to happen? It's all part of the Democrats' plan. That's what this is. It's all a part of the plan. GOP Representative Mario Diaz Ballard blasted Biden for the deadly handling of the southern border, talking about just how bad it is. Listen to this.
100,000 migrants were released in the United States just in April alone. Yeah. So I wanted to find out from you as a leader in the Republican Party, what do you think needs to be done in terms of if you guys take over the House? Because a lot of these changes Biden put in place were done administratively. What do you think Congress can do?
Well, look, a couple things. You're absolutely right. You know, it's how to fix the southern border. Go back to what was working. Go back to the policies that the administration put in place, including, by the way, the border security, border wall. It's not rocket science. This administration seems to be in love with just changing policy in a way that continues to hurt the national security interests of the United States, the economy. For God's sake, if you know, the fact that we have shortages in grocery stores in the United States is something that I've never seen in my lifetime. It's a direct result of the Biden policy. So what needs to happen? Reverse these irresponsible Biden policies. Doing that would actually secure the border, would get the economy going, we could become, once again, energy independent. So it's really kind of just reversing the insanity of this president. When we can, hopefully, if God willing, we take control of the House and hopefully the Senate, we'll be able to bring folks in front, public, in front of the American people to explain what they're doing, why they're doing it, and hopefully get them to understand that the American people do not accept it. First thing, however, is we got to win the majority, and that's key. The radical left is not going to just give up. The socialists aren't going to say, "Oh, we lost the elections already." They're going to fight tooth and nail, and we got to fight harder.
Is there something that you think could be done in the courts in terms of challenging the Biden administration's handling of the?
We got to look at and find every avenue possible. You have 100,000 Americans dying because of fentanyl, right? It's become the largest killer for young Americans in the country. So the consequences of this president's administration are not only bad for the economy, they've become deadly. So we have to use every possible avenue to reverse this insanity.
And your opponents, as you've heard many times, when you guys talk about strong border security, including physical barriers, they say that it's racist to have these strict border enforcement policies. Do you view it as a race issue or a national security issue when it comes to the migrants that are coming across and not having as much background information as you need before making a call whether they should be released?
Or you know, look, I have fought discrimination my entire life, but I will not permit the discrimination against the United States of America. The United States of America cannot be the only country that's not allowed to determine who comes in. And we're seeing the results. Again, 100,000 dead, right? 100,000 Americans dead because of fentanyl. And so, you know, the administration said that they were going to pursue a humane policy. Is it humane? Is what they're doing today humane? The number of deaths of people trying to come over, is that humane? The fact that the vast majority of girls and young women are raped on the way here, you know, is that humane? Is the fact that this administration has turned over the southern border to the cartels, is that humane? No, that is inhuman. That is a violation of the rule of law. That is immoral. There's nothing good that has come from this president's policies.
Nothing good. Forget saying we're racist because we want to have a secure border. How does a country, by the way, function if you're letting in 100,000 people a month? How does it function? I want to know. I want to know. How does it function? You cannot function as a nation if that happens. You cannot allow for a safe and secure country. And all of this is being done as China's laughing at us because they're the ones sending in the fentanyl. Okay? China is the one that's sending the fentanyl over. And the drug cartels are laughing at us. They're laughing because we're so distracted. Okay? They are so distracted. It is incredible how distracted they actually are. They think it's hysterical. American kids are dying, getting addicted to this crap, and they think it's funny. Because they're making more money than they've ever made off of any drug they're sending into this country, including cocaine and heroin. Because fentanyl is so much more potent. You can get so much more for it without it being a mass quantity. Right? The amount of weed you used to have to get into America to really make some money. Ho-ho, not anymore. Not anymore. Now you can get these little fake pills. Who cares if people OD and die? Does it really matter? That's their argument. No, it really doesn't matter. We don't have to really worry. We don't have to really be nervous about what's happening. We got this. Send it in. People die. That's their fault for taking drugs. They have no souls. They don't care about the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, the child trafficking, the smuggling, and everything else that comes in. They don't care. So what makes you think they'd care about this one? They don't care, folks. They don't care. And you have an administration right now that also is in on all of this. You have an administration right now that understands that this can fundamentally change the country and that the ideas that we have in this country right now will never, ever, ever, ever be the same if you can bring in millions of new people every year. You can turn us into a socialist country. You got to understand the people that are coming across the border, okay, they are not afraid of socialism. Okay, they're not afraid of socialist ideals. They're not afraid of any of this. Because for them, it's anything in America is better than where they came from. And if that means the government gives you everything for free at a higher level of living than what they were used to in Mexico, that's a victory. And that's how they look at this. GOP Representative Maria Diaz blasted Biden for the deadly handling at the southern border, saying it's more than a humanitarian crisis. Tucson, Arizona, Democratic mayor now claims that Biden, the DHS, plan to deal with the border crisis. Say, oh, no, we got a plan. What is the plan? Well, we can't really tell you what the plan is, but we have a plan. This is not a joke. Listen to Tucson, Arizona, Democratic mayor.
Do you feel that they have a plan to deal with what happened if and when Title 42 is lifted?
Absolutely. I have been in communication with the White House and the Department of Homeland Security. The White House shared the plan. The Department of Security shared the plan that they have in front of us. And it's more than just more security on the border. It's about having staff that will help with the administrative pieces of it as well, right? This is not our first rodeo. For Tucson, we have been on the front lines of receiving asylum seekers and immigrants. We have a system in place with nonprofits and Pima County government. We know how to do this. What I did say to the administration is that we need to make sure that we have the resources necessary.
I love it, right? There's our plan. What's the plan? We don't know. We really don't know what the plan is. We just know it's happening, right? Like, we don't really know. Former Border Patrol chief said the cartel now controls every piece of the southern border. He was talking with Dan Bongino on Fox about this. And again, it's the former Border Patrol chief. He said, look, the cartel owns every piece of the southern border. And they and the synthetic opioid deaths in 2021 were 71,000 plus. And it's getting worse. And what is this administration doing? Nothing to stop it.
$25 million worth of drugs just busted from a massive drug tunnel that stretches a third of a mile in between Mexico and San Diego. And for the first time, more than 100,000 Americans died of drug overdoses last year. Think of that number. 71,000 of those were from synthetic opioids like fentanyl. This thing's a plague. Rodney Scott was a Border Patrol chief under President Trump. He joins me live from San Diego, right outside the building where that tunnel was found. Chief, thanks as always for your time. This drug crisis, Chief's out of control. The bodies are piling up. Clearly, these cartels have the assets to build these tunnels. Is the Biden administration taking this seriously right now?
You know, that's a great question, and thanks for having me on, Dan. I don't know what the Biden administration is taking seriously, but it's not border security. And you can't separate what's going on right here in Otay Mesa, this warehouse behind me, this drug tunnel, from the illegal immigration crisis that's going on, because the cartels use those people to deflect or to draw away Border Patrol resources, law enforcement resources, so that they can smuggle stuff across and so they can do stuff like this and dig these tunnels.
Yeah, Chief, I was going to ask you, that was actually my next question, so you teed it up perfectly. Some of the border officials that have reached out to me have said exactly what you just said, that this is strategic. Flood a section of the border with a massive number of illegal migrants entering the country, suck up all the assets, and then move the drugs. This isn't by accident. This is all tied together.
It's all tied together. And this administration wants to compartmentalize and talk about these border issues like they're separate, but they're not. The cartel controls every piece of this border. And they control when those people cross. Here in San Diego, they have significantly more border wall, and they have to resort to these tunnels to try to get their narcotics across. And we were trying to replicate that across the southwest border. Before we built this infrastructure here, all those narcotics trying to come across would have been coming through the port of entry, or they would have been in vehicles, high-speed pursuits, endangering all of San Diego. These tunnels are a threat, but they're manageable if we had Border Patrol agents, ICE officers, law enforcement agents doing this instead of processing illegal aliens.
Yeah, amen, Chief. We let them do their job, this wouldn't be as big of an issue. Well, last question, we appreciate your time here, but Title 42, there's been some court reprieve from this going away immediately. It gives us the ability to turn people around at the border due to the pandemic. If this thing goes away anytime in the future, Chief, how bad is this problem going to get, even though we've reached catastrophic levels now? Can it get even worse without Title 42?
I hate to say it can, but yes, it can. Right now, today, there's at least a few Border Patrol agents still out in the field, very few, but at least there's a few. When Title 42 goes away, that adds an hour and a half processing for every single additional person they catch that they can't use the Title 42. That means all Border Patrol agents are going to be inside processing. Today, less than 30, maybe 40% at the most start out in the field. And by the end of shift, most of them are done. They're not even going to deploy when Title 42 goes away. And it's not just Title 42, it's the fact that the Biden administration intentionally and willingly shut down all the other programs that were securing the border as well. Title 42 is just the final one.
Title 42 is just the final one. Just the final one, that's it. Title 42 is just the last straw. It's just the final one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right,
you get into, right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Democratic Representative Norma Torres was on MSNBC, I should say, yesterday. And this is what she had to say about our open borders. She says, no, they don't exist. We don't have an open border.
Julio, thank you very much. And with us now to continue our conversation is California Congresswoman Norma Torres, who is a member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Congresswoman, thank you so much for being with us. You know, I just keep thinking about all those people that you and I just heard from Edgar Munoz at Noticias Telemundo. I was in the Eagle Pass area last week on Friday. I spoke to two elected officials there, both Democrats, who don't want Title 42 lifted because they're not, they say, prepared to deal with what could be a historic influx of migrants. What do you see happening?
Well, thank you for inviting me to speak on this really important issue. We have to remember that Title 42 was a very biased policy instituted by former President Trump. This is a president that incarcerated and put families and children in cages. If Republicans want Title 42 lifted and they don't want to allow asylum seekers into our country, which our country has a very strict asylum laws on the books already, then they should work on those issues. But utilizing this very mean-spirited policy to turn away women and children that are seeking help from our country is absolutely inhumane and wrong. I understand we cannot help every single person at our southern border. And I have spent, you know, the last 7.5 years in Congress working on addressing the root causes of migration. This is not a single issue. This is not just a border issue. We have to be very, very clear. Our borders are not opened. They have never been opened. But rather than working with Democrats to focus on policies to assist people in their own country, they continue day in and day out to work against every single effort that I have put forward.
Now, so Congressman, let's talk about that, because the whole root causes of migration is such an important issue that I think is.
So we don't have an open border. That's what she wants you to believe. Right? I mean, that's what they're saying. So this many people can come across the border illegally, and you want me to believe that there isn't an open border? Right? That's what you're telling me. No open border here. None whatsoever. Zero. There's not an open border. I don't even know how to describe how stupid this is. And the media, you notice, doesn't push back. The media didn't say anything. Right? The media, they just listen to her in this propaganda. They don't point out any of the facts. They don't point out how this is wrong. They don't point out how this is completely inaccurate. Why do they not do that? It's pretty simple. They don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know what's actually happening. So if you keep allowing this type of propaganda on TV, people will believe it. Right? People will just say, oh, I believe this. This makes sense. I believe it. Right? Like, this totally makes sense. That's what they're going to tell you. They're going to make you believe that this is somehow real and accurate, so that you will, in fact, look the other way. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto-download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.